Blog Talk Radio.
Which one goes?
Well, good evening. You might hear me chewing. I was trying to finish my dinner before the program, and I almost made it. This is a time with the apostle, and we're looking for the discussion tonight. There's a question: where is your God at a time like this? God with a small g. And we're going to try to examine it in our attempt to answer the question. And the question is, where is your God? And lots of times, people who are stressed or who allow this time to produce stress in their lives, they have a way of turning to alcohol, drugs, and some people have a tendency to want to overeat. And for some reason tonight, I'm having problems opening the mic. Left by my cohort. Apostle Miller, are you hearing me? I can't get your mic open. And I don't know any other way of doing it so you can participate. It's another technical problem that we're having, along with a string of other ones that we've been having. Now I'm not sure what this means. We're still searching, I guess. If you can hear me, tonight our topic is the God. Where is your God? Small g. And I look around, I see people all stressed, and they are searching for they're searching for answers in all the wrong places. And one of the things that I had to do was not only prayer, but even after prayer, to give thanks to the Creator for his solution. Because he's the one that holds and will have the final say. Not that God that's in that bottle. Not that God that's in the weed that people are smoking. Or the God that has people overeating. Because of that frustration. A time is this, they turn on the television and they hear the same thing all day long. They sit there with their eyes glued to the television like something's going to change. Nothing is going to change. And they start at, I think it's 6 o'clock in the morning and go to 11 o'clock at night. And they say the same thing over and over and over. So what we were hoping that we were going to be able to do was to give people some guidance on how the Creator, how the God of our understanding, and I don't say that lightly, because the God of our understanding is what? Biblical based. We read about him in the Bible, or we won't call it the Holy Book. We read about him. And as we read about him, we see how he comforts people. We see how he also, how he disciplines people. And it is amazing. And we look in there, we find out what he has said about the situation and circumstances that we are faced with today. And most people don't stop and think about it that way. They go to the pub. And at the pub, they have a drink. And they have another drink. And before they realize it, they are intoxicated. But one of the things we always said, come morning, the situation is still going to be there facing you. So, as a result of that, I've learned to look at the Word and see what the Creator says about the situation or circumstances that we are watching or that's unfolding around us. And again, if you hear me chewing, that's because I am chewing. I have fish, coleslaw, no hush puppies, and potato fries. But now getting back to the topic, where is your God? When people don't know or understand who the true God is, who created them, whether who created the heavens and the earth, they continue to be stressed. And some people are stressed to the extent that they have their bodies react. They have a stroke. They have a heart attack. Now they wind up in the hospital with some illness that they didn't know that they had. And it's amazing, for example, how other people's problems impact us. I had a classmate whose wife had dementia or Alzheimer's. He had a stroke. And he took care of her. And guess what? That caring for his wife was too much for him. And he didn't know how to shake it off. And he wound up dying. And his poor wife is still here. She doesn't know that she's in the world. But she's here and he's gone. That's what happens when we allow stress. We don't know how to shake it off. When we allow the stress to, that 24/7 stress. And I'm saying that because the point I'm making about people watching television, watching the news. I got so I look at it to see how it lines up with my prayer life. And I don't just look at it for that purpose in terms of prayer life. I still give the Creator thanks and praise for his intervention. Because I realize that without him, we think we have a mess. As they say, we haven't seen nothing yet. I'm still a possibility for you out there. It still will not bring in, open the mic so you can participate. I clicked off on it and clicked back on it and it still didn't work. But for those of you who find yourself in a stress or traumatic situation, having been trained as a trauma responder, learn to embrace your situation and circumstances so that you won't feel as if something is wrong with you. It is reality. It's happening around you. It's how do you plan to respond to what's happening becomes the question. And that answer helps you to cope with your situation or circumstances. And for example, one thing that we used to do with children, we have them to draw. We give them paper and a pencil and tell them to draw how they feel. And sometimes we don't even tell them to draw how they feel. We just give them the paper and the pencil and leave them to themselves. And once they finish, then we review what they have drawn, all written. And it's amazing how they express their inner self. And when that happens, then you are able to intercede or develop some program or some means of meeting them in their stress and helping them to move beyond that stress and affirming them that it is okay for you to feel the way you feel. It's natural. It's human. And once we can get people to that point, then we can help them move beyond that. And that's some of the same thing that I see happening today. People, what I call ODing on the news, and one commentator saying one thing, then you click and go to another channel, and that commentator is saying something a little different. And that in itself is confusing, because then you stand up there not knowing who to believe, which one is being truthful. And then what happens is people then tend to turn all news off. But all news is not bad. But we have to learn to pick and choose. And because we hear the news and see the news and we sit there wishful thinking, that's not going to cause anything to change. What I've learned to do in dealing with people who are struggling with stress is embrace them and help them to understand what's going on around them. And not for instance, they do not have any means to intercede other than prayer. And if people, now people say, oh, that's so bad, oh, that, they doing this and they doing the other. What does the scripture say? When you look at the what they call the Old Testament or the Torah, you see that this has been going on all that for centuries, not years, but centuries. The wars and rumors of wars and all of that's going on. So whenever I point that out to people, then they have to sit back and think about it. And they ask the question, what is different about this situation compared to the other? And what did the Creator say about this situation? And what did he say about the others? I want you to really think before you respond. And talking to my rabbi brother, yeah, call him brother. He calls me brother. Because we all recognize Father Abraham as what? Being our father. So if he's a father, we are brothers. And his whole thing was that people are being emotional, are reacting out of emotion. And they are doing things that they may regret later. They are doing things at a national level and even at an international level. That what we used to say may come back to bite them. And I know that people who are in those situations, circumstances, they may not feel like we feel. We're not there. We're looking into it and they're looking out. And it is just amazing how things are happening these days. And as a result of that, we have to decide, what is our position? What is it that's required of us? And we can go back to Paul's letter, and he, to Timothy, was telling Timothy, must pray for all people. Pray for those who are in authority. And in so doing, what happened? And we pray for those in authority. That way we're giving the Creator opportunity. We're asking him to come get involved in this situation or circumstances that we deal with. Because he's not going to violate our will. He gave us free will. People made a decision to do what they are doing. And he's not going to violate that unless somebody invite him in. And we invite him in and ask him, let his will be done. Not any of those individuals that's caught up in it. And in so doing, that's whenever we find peace. Peace has to come from within, not from without. peace. Peace. We say that we had all these different peace conferences and all these peace covenants, if you want to call it that. And in so doing, what have we accomplished? We look at these summits that this nation has had and brought the two nations together. How long did it last? Man's peace is temporary. The creative peace is eternal. And that is the peace that we are seeking to come into that situation, circumstances that's taking place around the world. It's not just Israel and Hamas. The same similar stuff is happening in Russia and Ukraine. And at a smaller level, it's happening all around the earth. On the continent of Africa, you're having similar problems, Nigeria. And you can go on and keep naming them. And look at what we have here in America. I mean, we can't leave us out. We have where we hate each other. But yet we say that we are a Christian nation. And we who profess to be, we hate those who don't think like us or who don't look like us. We have to come to grips with all of this foolishness that's going on. And so tonight is going to be short because we're having technical difficulties. My colleague is not able to get on. So we're going to sign off because I hope we're getting it out. I'm not even sure of that. And if we are not, and I won't be able to find out until the program is over. But if we are getting out, I want to thank you for bearing with us. I want to thank you for listening. And I ask you to grab your holy book and sit down and see what is being said in your holy book regarding these conflicts that we are dealing with. For time is this. For time is this. Let's pray. Almighty Elohim, we come to you now. We come out of our understanding of the purpose that you have called us to. You called us to the purpose of carrying the gospel message according to your beloved Son. That message is the same message that you gave him to give to disciples, and they have passed it to us. And we are sharing it. We are trying to share it in a way that people will find comfort, people will find peace, and people will find a level of understanding as to what is happening around them. And they will no longer allow what's happening around them to impact them physically, emotionally, or mentally. But they, in the midst of all of this, they will find that peace that passes all understanding, what we call shalom. Have a good evening, rest of your evening, and hopefully we will get this straightened out, this technical problem be straightened out by the time we return next week. Shalom. That was now let me call.